Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meantime, I had to get you this information. Convoluted, confusing, this maelstrom of madness and numbers, so we blow it off. The assessment, crap, as we call it. However, comma, if you ignore it, you could lose thousands of dollars. And folks, if you're in Allegheny County, this affects at least 20,000 homeowners. I had to grab the man himself, Mike Soli, to try to get through this. Mike, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty.
Mike is a consultant, lawsuits against Allegheny County. He's a guru regarding assessments. Hey, man.
Thank you.
Mike, it's really confusing, is it not, sir?
Yes, it is. I will do my best to make it unconfusing, Marty. Last week we had, there's a series of lawsuits.
Right.
So it's more or less drip, drip, drip.
Right.
And last week we had a stopgap measure from the judge that affects thousands of people from 2022. People had appeals in 2022, 10 months ago. They haven't heard a word from the county.
They haven't.
It's like rush hour traffic, the worst. And all of these appeals have been sitting because of a pending appeal
right.
to Commonwealth Court.
Right.
Bottom line, the judge said enough of this nonsense on these pending appeals. Release the Kraken.
Right.
And just told the appeals board to send out the notices. And within the next week or two, if the appeals board agrees with the judge, you should receive the notice of your appeal hearing from 2022.
Okay, great. Okay. Thing. For consumers, what does this mean, sir?
Well, it means thousands of people who had hearings last year where the school district filed the appeal, many of these people will see tax refunds, much to the chagrin of the school district
right.
that actually filed the appeals. So that's a good thing, Marty.
So, Mike, if you filed an appeal, what? You should be getting notice, sir?
Well, yes. The school district filed 90% of the appeals last year.
Right.
And so all of the hearings that were heard have been on hold. So the results will come out with this new ratio. I want to clear up one myth.
Right.
Everyone out there, you pay taxes. You do not pay taxes off of the sale price. Period. Everyone thinks it's the sales price and that's it. The sales price, you do not pay taxes. There is a discount to that sales price. All right. Marty, in 2021, all the county appeals, there was a 10% discount on the sales price. $100,000 sales price, $90,000 assessment. You pay taxes on the assessment. 2021, 10% off. For 2022, and again, I'm only using a ballpark, 40% off your sales price. This, did I make that unconfusing?
Yes, yes, it actually makes a great deal of sense. So tell those listening out there, the thousands of folks, consumers in Allegheny County, what they should do.
This Friday, March 31st,
right.
is the deadline for assessment appeals for 2 years. 2022 and 2023. The judge's opinion will cover 2022 in the interim, but you'll regret it. You're going to be a woulda, coulda, shoulda if you don't appeal by Friday.
Hold on. This is a fabulous point. This is Mike Soli. He is actually an assessment guru, and he's a consultant in lawsuits against Allegheny County. Why should folks appeal? Under what guidelines should they appeal their assessment, sir?
Well, you look at what your market value is.
Right.
It's not just sales price. Go out and get an appraisal. An appraiser can tell you what your house is worth. And what you should do is look at your present assessment. Most people don't know what their present assessment
is.
There are tens of thousands of people, Marty, who are out there right now paying more than they should be paying in taxes, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, this is actually fascinating, and this is a wonderful. They're paying more than they should, right?
Right. So we're gonna have, hopefully, a reassessment. This isn't the government reassessing you It's you reassessing the government.
Hey, Mike, do I need an attorney to do this?
Not necessarily. If the attorney can do something better than the discount, you know, the discount, Marty, great. The big argument in an appeal hearing is what is your house worth today?
Right.
What could you sell your house for today?
And then you
have to present evidence to back it up.
By the way, we did that and we won evidence. And we hired an attorney and it made a big difference. If you don't appeal, you just keep paying what you shouldn't be paying, right?
If you don't know what you're doing, get the attorney, get the appraisal, all right? And go into the appeal hearing.
Hey, Mike, how do you find out the assessed value? How do you find out the assessed value of your house? How?
Well, you can go on the Allegheny County website. Just Google Allegheny County Assessment and go to the Allegheny County website. Every property in Allegheny County is on that site. Or you can contact the county to find out what your present.
And, Mike, how many folks could this affect? I'm told it could be upwards of 20,000 homeowners.
That's a low figure.
Whoa.
The 20,000 is a guesstimate that I didn't make. Some experts said that's how many appeals will be filed. I'm guesstimating, based on my experience, 26 years doing this, 100,000 people.
What?
Are eligible for the disc. But most of them will not file an appeal because it's the math, Marty. Everyone gets lost in the math.
That's true.
All I can tell you is you have to file the appeal. You can always withdraw it if it doesn't work to your advantage.
And they could save thousands and thousands of dollars. So we stress this point.
Yes. I talked to a woman in Brentwood. She was increased in 2021. Increased with the 10% off.
Right.
I said even if her property went up 10%, she would still be entitled to a $4,000 refund if she applied this year. So she's going to win. It's a slam dunk if you're me, just looking at this.
Mike.
I told her to update her appraisal. She bought it in 2020. School district appealed in 2021. 10% off the sale price. Now she can get close to 40%. I predict by the end of the year, the ball will drop to the low 50s, 50%. So file the appeal first. Start doing your homework. Hire a lawyer, hire an appraiser. It's good advice.
Mike Sully, you're the man. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much, Marty. Have a good day.
Folks, 100,000, 100,000 of you. And you're just sitting there thinking, if you don't do it, you're going to pay more. It's great, great advice. Folks, do it. Do it now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.